got his mic open, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, everybody's open.
Call 424-243-9617. Come on,
Root,
dude.
Check if you have one of Murphy's.
Yeah, I think he has a different mic. Okay, I got him now. We just had a, it looks like this. How we got you, buddy?
What in the world are y'all doing?
Yeah, we're just having a strange day.
Okay, there you
anyway.
Go, six now.
Anyway, don't know what's going on. Murphy's Law, Murphy's Law. What'll happen will happen. Welcome, everybody, to the 6 Hours Radio Network. We want to apologize for the dead air, but we are here. This is not a recording. We are made the woke list. Thank God for that. Welcome to the 6 Hours Gospel Show. We're going to have a great show. For those who called 424-243-9617, we thank you. And we're going to have a great show once again. Sorry for the little tardiness, but we're here nonetheless. So what do you think happened, guys?
I was praying there, but I think what happened, I had myself on mute.
Something was wrong because we now got everything on.
That's crazy.
Okay, so what we're going to do next time, we're going to have your coffee before you get on the board.
That's what it is. I didn't drink enough coffee,
so,
Six. That's what it was.
Yeah, so once again, we are here. And once again, we apologize for the tardiness, but we are here. On this March 20th, 2022, once again, we thank the Lord for all that he do and continue to do for us here, each and every day in our individual lives, in our collective. Like I said, we're going to have a great show. Hello to our surrounding cities and states, our faraway countries. Hello to our listeners listening now. Those that are going to listen later on in the broadcast, maybe next week they'll play this show. You never know. Maybe they'll play it during dinner. But we are here. Welcome to the 6 Hours Gospel Show. Please like the 6 Hours Radio Facebook page. Also, we have For the Love of 6 Hours Media Group. You can like that page as well. And also, on your podcast portion of your phone, you want to type in 6 Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O in the search, and you press subscribe and you have the 6 Hours Radio Network on demand. All right, we just need to open in prayer. Ken, wake up, wake up, wake up. Ken, wake up. All right, let's have an open in prayer.
All right. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to take us in your way. Another day, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord Jesus, to help us, Lord Jesus. In you, we have another way, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, for that soul who is nearest hell, that you would help them, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus, to reel up the white flag and surrender, Lord Jesus. Help them to say, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, Lord Jesus, let this day be their day. And then, Lord Jesus, let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask for the team of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, special blessing do pray, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or final doubt. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children, we ask the same blessing. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for those situations like George Floyd, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, we ask you to first touch the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch those who are going through COVID-19, help them to raise up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, and then now we're going to turn the mic over to Ruthie for our opening scripture this morning.
Get this man some coffee.
Amen. Lord, get going here. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not guilty or greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. That's, again, 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 9. God bless the word.
Amen. Okay, Ruth, who do we have on the board with us that might want to say hi before we get our first song rolling?
Okay, we have you, Emily, I think that's Mikhail, and then six, and then, of course, me. So, of course, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost is the best. So that's everybody.
Okay.
Still waiting on our Pastor Bonnet.
Yeah. So.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Emily. Welcome to the program, ma'am.
Before we even get our first song rolling, the young lady that lives downstairs from Dad needs some prayer. She's been having some health issues going on, and she's not doing real good this morning.
Well,
okay.
You know what? What we're going to do, Emily, we're going to encompass everybody, my friends, your friends, my family, your family. We're going to just pray for the world, pray for mankind, pray for these gas prices to go down, pray for these foods to stop shrinking. Food is shrinking, but they're higher in price. So, you know, just pray for the world, pray for mankind. That covers everybody. And I pray your friend gets better, you know. That's the best way to do that. That way nobody's left out. Once again, we want to thank our friends.
And we got Pastor Bonnet with us.
Man, am I talking to... Hey, man, y'all take over the show, man. I'm done. Y'all go ahead.
There's Pastor Bonnet.
Okay. Bubblegum. Charles, cover for me.
Yeah, so anyway, once again, everybody welcome. Everybody go get some coffee because we give a quality show here, and I want everybody to be on point. I don't want to be frustrated. So everybody, if you need to get coffee, okay? Thank you.
Okay, you guys can continue with the show. We'll have Pastor Bonnet on a little bit later on. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Let's get this show rolling. Let's get the music going. We want to get into the Word of God and the gospel.
I mean, come on, y'all. Ken, are you there?
Yep. We're getting you a song right now.
We're just having a slow board today. I don't know what's going on with the board.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claim me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. No heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen, no,
ears haven't heard,
oh,
all you have said for me,
and nothing, no, nothing,
separate
me
from your love
when there's so much more. everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.
All right, I got it from here. I got it from here. I got it from here. Thank you. Thank you.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, oh, you say I love when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. Do you say I am here when I am falling short? Can when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say to me. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Ooh, oh, you say I am love when I can't feel. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am whole when I am falling down. When I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say to me. Taking all I have and now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every cell you got, you'll have every victory. Ooh, oh, you say I'm in love when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I'm weak. You say I am hell when I am falling down. When I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours.
that I am wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You are closer. Why would it trust? You've never been closer than you are right now. You are a child. You are a child. You are.
Losing volume.
Okay, who has is Pastor Bonnet here yet?
Yes. Driving. I'll play the next song.
Y'all got it.
Oh, can't explain how I feel. The love you have for me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, and I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Well, greetings, greetings, each of you, by the very means of internet radio. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. I am the one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet Sr. Have to put that senior there because I have a junior, and one day he may pastor as well. But for now, I'm your guy that's going to bring forth the word of God to you on this wonderful day. I want to say hello to all of the Six Eyes Radio broadcast fans or family. So to you, Brother Six, God bless you. Man of God, continue to press forward. Don't let your hiccups make you trip up and stop. But if you fall, get up, dust your knees off, and keep moving forward. Want to say God bless you, Princess Mikhail. God bless you, woman of God. Continue to press on. We have been praying for you and your surgery that you've gone through. Many don't know, but you're still soldiering for the Lord. And we want to say thank you for Missionary Ken, who also had undergone some procedures. We want to thank God that he's still in the land of the living. God bless you, man of God, and bless your wonderful, beautiful wife. God bless you, Sister Ruth. We want to say thank you to the Wolfgang family. Amen. And all that you bring to the body of Christ. And we want to thank all of those supporting members, amen, that helped the Six Eyes Radio Network be what it is today. God bless you, 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 and yes, even you. We're in for a word from the Lord on today. Why can I say that and how can I say that? I can say that because I had, number one, studied to show myself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Number two, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you have for me to say unto your people? And he gave me just that, what to say unto his people. And with that being said, I got a word from the Lord. Amen. Believe it or not, Missionary Ken, I received this word praying for the men's fellowship, that program that I oversee. Amen. And as I was praying, the message got so good that I said that it had to roll over for Sunday. And true enough, I ministered this word on 8 o'clock a.m. this morning. Amen. And it was a blessing to the body of Christ there. And it's still in my spirit to share it one more time. Now, it would be easy for me to just to press the record button, I mean the play button, and let y'all hear the recording of what took place. But we're not going to do that. We want to make sure that you have a rhema word, because there's something that was said there that wasn't said there that God may want to say here. And so we're going to start it all over again. Amen. And so with your prayers and your prayers and your prayers and all of you praying for the word of God, praying for the man of God that he will speak the word of God, then we know that we'll have the ability to do what God sent us here to do today. So I want you to be encouraged. Let us stop right now and just pray. We want to clear the air. You know the wonderful thing about prayer? Prayer is always order, in order. It's always in order. Amen. Every now and then when frustration arises, when situation comes up that's out of our control, sometimes that's our indication to stop and pray. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we, your people, your sons and your daughters, we, your children, we ask you, Lord God, to come to more. Come to more in our mind. Come to more in our spirit. We ask you, Lord, just to have your own way. Lord God, as we lift up this broadcast, Lord God, yes, it's a program, but it's part of your program. Lord God, so we are doing it, Lord God, in honor of you. We are doing it in relationship to you, Father. And we want our listeners to be blessed by the songs, by the conversation, and most certainly by the spoken word. And so, God, we ask that you will have your way. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence into our atmosphere wherever we are. We're in different places, in different homes. Lord God, wherever we are, listening and partaking in this broadcast right now, we ask for your will to be done. We ask that you will have your own way. Have your way in us and have your way through us. We yield ourselves to be used by you. I yield myself to be an oracle for you. So Holy Spirit, speak through me that I may speak to your people and that your word will penetrate their hearts and their minds and even their spirits. Do it even now, Father God. God, we break up the fallow ground. We come against every discord. We come against every aggravating spirit, and we release right now your spirit of joy and your spirit of peace in the name of Jesus. God, we decree these things to be so because you said in your word that whatever we bound on earth will be also bound in heaven, and what we loose in earth will also be loose in heaven. So we bind the plan of the enemy. And we loose your will into our earth realm. And we pray, Lord, let thy will be done. In your name we pray. We thank you, Father God, right now. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. We love you today. Thank you for loving us first. Thank you for choosing us. And thank you for a mind to say yes to you. Yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to trusting you, and yes to obeying. Lord, we love you today, and we thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching us how to love you back and how to love you more and how to love others as you have shown your love towards us. And we thank you, God. God, you're an awesome God. You're an awesome Savior, a mighty Redeemer. Yes, you are, and we glorify you. This is your day. Lord God, not just your hour. So have your own way, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to share with one another your goodness and your mercy. We love you today, Father God. Amen and amen. Once again, I just want to say good afternoon to all of you in your respectable places. God bless you. I pray that you are encouraged from the program already. And if you were discouraged, we bind that discouragement and we loose encouragement in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you, all of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You say, but you don't see us. Do I have to see you? I don't have to see you to love you. Amen. I don't have to see God to love him, but I can experience him. I can feel him. Therefore, I am loving the experience. And so I may can't see you, but I can hear you when you talk back. I can experience the fellowship. And so in that experience, I want to say I love you. I love you with the love of Christ. And the best thing that you can do is love me back. Amen. God bless you once again. As I was praying about what to talk about and what to share, the thought came to mind as I was thinking, Lord, what is it that you will have for me to say unto your people? Well, the thought came to me was, I have fought a good fight. I said, that sounds good, Lord. And I went to pull it up in my electronic device, which was my smartphone. And matter of fact, let me serve notice to all of you that have smartphones or so-called smartphones, and you don't have a Bible on your phone, I be the one to tell you your phone is not smart. It be dumb. Mm-hmm. But it don't have to stay dumb. Let me help you. It's real simple. Whether it's your smartphone or your tablet or even your notepad, all you have to do is go to your application store, whether it's Apple, whether it's the Play Store, whether it's Samsung, or whether it's Windows. Go to it, and you can download, check this out, a free version. Just like that commercial, you know, that commercial that tried to get you to do your taxes. It says free. I want you to know that the Bible can be given to you free for your download. You can download a King James Version of the Bible free. That's right, it's free. Have I said it enough? Do you got it? Are you catching on to it? It is free. And so because it's free, you have no excuse not to download it, so that when you go to your social media and you put your face in all of other things of the world, you can stop every now and then and put your faith in the Word of God. As you look through the Scripture, as you allow the Scriptures to read to you, what thus says the Word of God. Amen and amen. Now, where I am, there is some disturbance going on. So I'm going to preach real hard because I hear someone playing something extra loud. So if it bleeds over, understand that it has made me going to preach harder now. Yes, I'm going to preach harder now because I want to drown out the sound of the devil. Amen. And every disturbance that will try to hinder the Word of God. Amen. This month's emphasis is that development, that personal development is our choice. Amen. Personal development is our choice. In other words, you have to make the conscious decision to be better. That's why the Bible tells us to say not that we are children. Amen. Though we may be Lord of all. Because a child differs nothing from a servant. Amen. And so it's time for us as born-again believers to mature in faith. Amen. And as I was sharing with you, the thought came to me, amen, that to fight a good fight. And as I was trying to pull that up in my so-called smartphone, yeah, I think Brother Six would have a good kick out of it, because as I was trying to get to 2 Timothy 4 and 5 kept coming up. And I went to go to 2 Timothy 4 and 7 again, and 2 Timothy 4 and 5 came up. And by this time, the third time as I attempted to do that, I realized that I had already tried twice already. That this time since, see, the sound gone. Amen. God know how to persevere. We have to stick with the Lord and watch him take us through. Amen. And so this time I say, okay, Lord, obviously what you have to say to me is in 2 Timothy 4 and 5. So with your Bibles, turn with me so that we may read together. I'll read over here, and you read over there. Amen. 2 Timothy, amen, amen, 4 and 5. 2 Timothy 4 and 5. Amen. And as we get to it, I'm giving you a little time, Amen. 2 Timothy 4 and 5. And we know 7 says, I have fought a good fight. And I realize after I read verse 5 why the Lord stopped me and sent me to verse 5 in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. It says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5. It reads from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read the New Living Translation, because I like the way it said it, and I want to push that understanding, okay? King James says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And that was good for me, because I studied the word, have a good understanding of the word, okay? But that was some instruction that the Apostle Paul was giving to Timothy concerning his ministry. Okay, but let me read for you that in the New Living Translation, amen, and it was so good that I had to write it down, amen, amen, because I wanted it to be on pen and paper by my own. I wanted to make sure I made my own copy of what the scripture said concerning this. It says, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. I read it slow on purpose. I'm going to read it again. So to all of you that's listening, I prophesy this word of God to you. I speak as an oracle of God to you, that God, through his word, is saying to you and me, but you, as you and me, should, that's the objective. That means there's a responsibility on me to do something. Whenever you tell somebody you should do this, you're making a suggestion for them to be made better. You're making a suggestion to them to do something differently from what they're doing. So it says, the word says, but you should keep. Key word there, keep. That means don't let go. Hold on to. A clear mind. What kind of mind? Clear. This clear is not empty. This clear is one that is focused. So it's not telling you to be empty-minded or empty-headed, but it's telling you to be focused, to be purposeful. But you should keep a clear mind in. So just in case we think there's an exception to losing control for not being sober-minded, just in case we think there is one, the Apostle Paul gives clear understanding there is not one exception, because he says, keep a clear mind in every situation. Somebody say all things. Uh-huh. Say it again, all things. Uh-huh. So keep a clear mind in every situation, period. Then it comes back and says, don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Don't be afraid. So if you suffer because you're a Christian and you did what was right as a Christian or a believer, don't be afraid of that. The time that you should be afraid is when you're not doing the will of God, when you're not behaving as a Christian and you suffer, then you should be afraid. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing. So that means if you're not doing well, then you might deserve to be weary. Oh, I know that's a little tough love, but it's true. There is a law called reaping and sowing. You reap what you sow. If you do wrong to people, wrong is bound to come back your way. And so there's a responsibility that you have as a believer to do what is right. So don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord, period. Work at telling, work. The word work here is the word applied effort. Okay? The word work here is applied effort. That means that there's a responsibility for you to do something. There's a responsibility for you not to stay there, because work is not sitting in the same spot. Work is not doing something. Work is doing something. So do the work. So it says work at telling others off. No, it don't say that. And don't say work at giving people your 2 cents, a piece of your mind. Some four-letter words that don't really have good meaning. Some offensive words that benefits no one. It doesn't tell you to do that. It says work at telling others, not just yourself, others, the good news, not a good news. You know, we don't want to hear about what you did at the club. Your lottery winnings, your gambling habits, your sexual encounters. Your misdeeds of exchanging ill-gotten gain. Nah, that's not what it's telling you to share with others. It's telling you to share with others good news. What is the good news? The good news is there's salvation available for everyone. The good news is the price for sin, which was death, has been paid. The good news is that everyone that receives Christ receives full payment for their debt. So we are to work on telling others, and the work is, that's a process, applied development. That means I have a responsibility of learning how to share with others. Yes. When you went to school, you wasn't a teacher, but at certain times, the teacher will have you to pair up with somebody, and y'all will work on a project together. And the purpose of that was, regardless whether both of you knew everything or knew nothing, that you were able to work together to complete something that was greater than you are at the time. That it gave you the opportunity to present something together. Gave you the opportunity to encourage one another. Work at telling others the good news. and fully carry out the ministry. We hear this word ministry, and we first of all begin to think church. Most of us, if I say the word ministry, we think of church leaders and church duties. But there are ministries that exceed outside of the four walls that we call the church. So we're to fully carry out the ministry, hear this, God has given you. Let me make it a little bit more plain. Are you a man that have children? Then God has made you a father, and your ministry, you understand the word ministry means finding a need and meeting it. Finding a need and meeting it. And so as a father, there's a need for your input in life for your children. Yes, they need you to provide clothing. They need you to provide food. They need you to provide guidance. So before you think about preaching from a pulpit, preach to the choir that God gave you. Preach to the small voices that's there for you. Are you a woman that have produced children? Then God gave you a ministry called motherhood. Yes. So before you begin to try to wash the saints' feet and take communion and all this other stuff that we do in church, feed your babies, wash their clothes, clean their faces. Amen, somebody. There's a ministry that God has given you. Did God give you a business? Did God give you a job? Are you an employee or employer? Then the ministry that God has given you is to be faithful where he has planted you. Are you a spouse? In other words, husband, do you have a wife? Wife, do you have a husband? Then your ministry is to each other. That's right. You are to meet the needs, wife, you are to meet the needs of your husband. Husband, you are to meet the needs of your wife. Amen, somebody. And so to meet the need, you have to understand there is a need. Amen. And so this process deals with us understanding the struggle, understanding the process, learning how to persevere, learning how to work, learning how to fight. Oh, yeah, the preacher is about to tell you that there is a need to fight. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brother Charles, I said it. Mm-hmm. There's a need to fight. Uh-huh. I'm going to say it again because I'm not scared. There is a need to fight. It's in the Bible. Yes, it is. It is in there. It is in there, Brother Charles. Well, if you add 2 Timothy, before 2 Timothy, there was a 1 Timothy. Uh-huh. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, uh-huh, and verse 12, this is what 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 tells us. It starts off with the word F-I-G-H-T in the King James. Mm-hmm. That means sight. So it starts off with the word sight. But is not the fight that we thought. See, we thought that fight means lay hands. Lay these hands, lay these hands, these knuckles, these you know, give them the open five, not the help today, Lord. The closed five, uh-huh. No, that's not it. He says, fight the, that means a particular thing. It's written in the Greek here. So, good, fight. Wait a minute. That means I'm not to fight badly, number one. Fight the good fight. That means there's a fight that is classified as good, okay? There's a fight that is classified good. What that fight is. That fight is, let's read the text. Fight the good fight of faith. To all my doubters out there, to all my people that's walking in fear out there, if you're walking in fear and you're walking in doubt, doubt and fear is not faith. And so when you're walking in doubt and fear, you're not fighting for the Lord. But you have surrendered to the enemy. When you walk in doubt and fear, you're no longer fighting for the Lord. You have surrendered to the enemy. When you walk in doubt and fear, you're no longer fighting for the Lord, but you have surrendered to the enemy. I said that over and over and over until it got through to you, because it says fight the good fight of faith. Now, that's the only point of that I want to give you. Now, we can read the rest of it, but that comma there gives me an understanding that I must have faith and hold on to that faith, and my struggle in life may challenge my faith, but I must maintain it. So it is my personal choice to fight. Why? Because I have that same personal choice to surrender. So if you're going to develop in God, then you must maintain and develop a greater faith than yesterday. It is the responsibility of the believer to keep moving from faith to faith. Not doctrine to doctrine now, but that your faith keep getting stronger and stronger. David had faith to take care of the sheep. Then he was presented with a bear. Now his faith is challenged of protecting the sheep. He had a choice to make, fight or run. So he chose to fight. And it was in that decision to fight, God gave him strength to overcome the paw of the bear. So he had that encounter in his belt of things God did through him. Then another day, a lion. Oh, my. The bear was bad enough because the bear outweighed him probably 4-1 because he was a young child. or 2-1 or 3-1. Nevertheless, that wild beast knew something that he didn't know. But he knew something that the wild beast didn't know. What is it? I'm glad you asked. He knew if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. And he knew that it was the will of God that he become king because he was already anointed. So he knew if he fought, he wasn't going to die. Because the plan of God for my life must be carried out so long as I am moving forward to it. So he didn't retreat, he fought. And all of a sudden he got another testimony of overcoming a lion. Still a boy, still a teenager, a young man, unskilled in the weapons of war, but not afraid to fight. So you can't be afraid to fight when you're walking with God. No, your fight is not physical. You don't have to use your gun. You don't have to use your bow and arrow. You don't have to use your sword. But if you know the word of God, the applied work of God will work for you. I'm going to say it one more time. The applied word of God will work for you. Let me give you a case in point. Now, I'm blessed that I have melanin in my skin, so I can go out in the sun 30 minutes and not have to worry about sunburn. But because I do work outside, there is times of the year where I would become darker than what I am, even though I already have melanin in my skin. Mm-hmm. But then there are some brothers and sisters of mine of a lighter hue, mm-hmm, without that melanin in their skin. Uh-huh. And they can walk around with that PF 13 or 15 in their pocket or PF a 30 or 45 in their pocket all day long. Now, it has an anointing to cover. But if they don't use it, they can go out in the sun 30 minutes and come back red. They can stay out in the sun with no shade 2 hours and come back with blisters. But they had the substance that could have covered them in their pocket, but they didn't use it. See, that's how some of us are with the word of God. We go out on the battlefield of life, and we have the Bible on our phones. We have the Bibles in our pocket. We have the Bibles in our car, but we don't use it. And we find out that our long exposure causes some blisters to happen. Uh-huh. That's that frustration when you're dealing and interacting with other people who didn't grow up with you, didn't raise with you, so y'all think differently, y'all behave differently, and all of a sudden your attitude and their attitude are clashing and there's something about to explode. Well, that's because there's something that we both supposed to be using, we're not, and it's called the Word of God. See, that's that sunblock. Mm-hmm. That sunblock blocks out the harmful rays. It don't stop the sun. It don't stop the rays. It just prohibits it from damaging you. And see, when we all apply the word of God to us by application, then the rays of this world begin to blister on us after a time. and all of a sudden even our clothes hurt. The slightest touch hurt. You ever been in a situation where the slightest little thing aggravated you? Somebody said something and you like, I just wish they shut the H-E double hockey sticks up. That would say it in your mind. And if they keep on, some may even say it out their mouth. That's because they haven't applied that application of God's word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do good to them that persecute you. Pray for them. And we don't apply the word. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do good unto others. The Beatitudes, oh, we ain't gonna need to touch all of that. We don't apply it. So our struggle in life is we know what the word has said, but we lost faith in it because we have thought that this person will do this and that person will do that, and we have misguided faith. We started trusting people versus trusting God. And so when people let us down, we blame God. Yeah. You know that's what you do. When people break your heart, when people hurt you, especially those that are called in the ministry of the four walls of the church, you can't get over it. You carry those situations. You carry those scars. There's some movies every now and then where you get two particular, not bad guys, but, you know, not bad as in evil, but people that have gone through a struggle, and their egos begin to try to say who's the better at whatever they are, and they started talking about their battle wounds. I got this scar right here tackling a three-tooth wolf, and I got this scar over here, and they started comparing their wounds. Well, that's all fine and dandy for Hollywood. But we as believers should not be comparing who's got the worst wounds and using them as some type of badge of honor. We've all been wounded. But hear this word, hear this word, hear this word. We all been wounded, all of us. All of us has been hurt. Get it out your head that you're the only one that been hurt, and ain't nobody hurt it like you. Get that out your head. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't know how it escaped hell, but it came from the pit. It somehow percolated, and the vapors of those words penetrated your mind. The lies from the devil are simply to deceive us from trusting God. Everybody has been hurt in some way or some form. We all are experiencing the human condition. But when we try to do it our way versus what God has said, our outcome varies based on individual circumstances. So I may say, oh, that ain't nothing. To you, it may be everything. And vice versa. So our focus need to be on the healing. He was wounded for our transgressions. Christ, was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. But here's the thing. By his stripes, we are healed. Brother Peter, I'm still suffering. No, you're healed. You ever had a scar that had a scab on it? Well, the body has already started the healing process. You know what made that healing process take longer? When you begin to scrape at the scar, when you remove the scab. Sometimes, if we leave the scab alone, the skin will even heal back properly. But we aggravate that scab to now there's a physical mark. And many of us are walking around with these mental marks of wounds in our mental, because we picked that up by allowing them to keep living instead of being healed. You reminded yourself of all the negative things that they said about you. They gone. They're not even in the picture right now, but you at home thinking they don't love you. They don't like you. They think that you're this. They think that you're that. Them folks ain't thinking about, I know that's broken English, but I mean it just like I said. Them folks ain't thinking about you. You are not on their radar. What they did to you, they done did it and gone. Let it go. That takes me to what I need to share with you before my time is up today. And that is, I want to teach you how to fight. Ah, yes, the preacher wants to show you how to choose a fight. I know. It's really the 7 tips of choosing your battles and fight for what matters. Choosing your battles for what matters. So a lot of stuff we're fighting, and it don't even matter. But let me give you 7 points. Now, these are not the only 7 points, and they probably can be reduced to less or expand it to be more. But allow me to just to give you these particular points, okay? So, point number one, in choosing to fight, the first thing that you and I need to do, first thing we need to do is evaluate the problem. Too often we want to jump in and not knowing what's going on. And by the time it's over, we're the one that's scarred. So we need to evaluate the problem. One way of doing that, only fight about issues that are truly important. So evaluate the consequences of an argument. So if I engage with this person, what is my best case scenario? What is my worst case scenario? If my worst case scenario is I need to find a different way. So evaluate the problem first. First thing you do. The second thing that we should do, I think it's true. The second thing that we should do, make a plan. To make a plan is to do a cost-benefit analysis. Yes. If I win this conversation, what will it do to that person? If I lose this conversation, what will it do to me? Mm-hmm. So do a cost-benefit analysis. That's part of making a plan. How can I share what I need to share, need, without it escalating to a physical confrontation? Oh, that's good if you say amen or not. Amen, amen. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. Number three, in choosing to fight, the third thing I need to consider is I need to, if I choose to fight, I need to go for the win-win. What you say, preacher? Go for the win-win, not win-lose. But the whole point of a fight, preacher, is that somebody wins and somebody loses. Why? Why? Why is it that somebody has to lose? If I made a plan, wouldn't it be possible for all of us to win? Did I find out your need versus my need and see how can we meet together in that process? So we don't take time to pause for the cause, to look for the way of both parties advancing. Many times our arguments are the result of, I know more than you, I was right, you are wrong, stick it in your face, nah, 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 boo, boo, stick it, you know. We have that type of attitude, and it is that type of attitude that have kept people from becoming believers. Because we take on salvation as something we have, and you can't get it unless you do it the way I did. I ain't going to mess with that because I preach right there by itself. So let me keep moving. So number three again, go for the win-win, not the lose-lose. Number four, is it good to you? Is this helping somebody? I know the mics are all muted. You can say yes where you at. Is this helping you? Are you consuming this? Or am I throwing bird seeds in the air and ain't no birds around? I hope this is helping you. Number four is don't react immediately. That means something happened to you. Don't be reactive. Our job is to learn to be proactive. So don't be reactive. This is the time to have an open discussion. Okay? Somebody say something, somebody do something. You may want to pause and ask the question, why? Or why not? You may want to pause and ask or state, I don't understand. Because sometimes what we think that is common or what we think that should be understood by the words that we use, every now and then there's a mistranslation of a word. I got two words that often are misunderstood. And they are the words best and all. Best and all. Somebody said, when I gave it my all, But the question remains, but was that your best? And then somebody may say, I gave it the best, but was that your all? It is a relevant thing, but many times we say that I gave it my all, and we mean there was nothing else that we could do, but it was not our best. And so that there's proper understanding in what I'm saying to all the parents out there and to all of those that have gone to school, and there was an exam, a pop quiz, or even a scheduled test, and for whatever reason you wasn't on par with your studying, and so the pop quiz caught you off guard, and somebody said, how you do on the test? Well, I gave it my all. Or there was a quiz that was scheduled for Friday, and you waited to Thursday to try to study the material and realized you didn't have all the material. And on test day, you said, I gave it my all. And I want to serve notice to all of us that, yes, you gave it your all, but it was nowhere near your best, because your best takes preparation. You didn't study for it. You didn't give it your best. You said you gave it all. You gave it your all for the moment, at that moment. But it certainly was not your best. And you had an obligation to make it your best, but you didn't take advantage of the time before. You mismanaged the time. That's on you. But then there's times where our body becomes ill, sick, tired, and there's responsibilities that require physical effort on our part or a certain level of mental fortitude to carry out the assignment. And we get to work that day, and the workload is a full load, and we say to our boss or our instructor, supervisor, whatever, say, I'm here today, and I'm going to give you my best. Because your best is at 70% today, because your physical challenges. So your best is hindered because of illness. It wasn't y'all. It was y'all at 70%. Or perhaps you had a project that you was working on. And when you finished it, you looked at it, you gave it everything you had, but you looked at it and you like, I could have done better. If I would have done this, it would have been better. If I'd done that, it would have been better. So these are relevant terms. They are not the same. And many times, we think we could tell God we gave him our all, but it wasn't our best. Lord, I done gave you all. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was not your best. Because the word says, study to show yourself, prove unto God, a workman not being ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. So if you read the word and you haven't studied it, you haven't learned to divide what is for what, then you haven't given it your best. So we teach tithing 10%. But oftentimes we don't teach that God wants your time, your talent, and your treasure. 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 We focus on the treasure, but we forget about the time and the talent. Well, you owe God 1/7 of your time. I said it before, and I say it again. We cannot hold God hostage by saying, I gave you your part. Because the word says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. That means whether you are atheist or agnostic, a believer, a non-believer, don't matter what your nationality is, your color is, your race, your creed, your gender, your age, you're God's property. So 100% of you belong to him. And I gave an illustration like this. If you own a Barbie collection, yes, you bought clothes for Barbie, but Barbie don't control what clothes go on her, you do. Yes, you bought Barbie and you put Ken in the passenger seat. Barbie don't control where Ken sit. You do. Because regardless whether Barbie said, I'm tired of Ken and I want Keith or Todd, you the one sat Ken in the seat next to her. And a lot of times we try to tell God who to sit us next to. And we try to tell God where to place us. But all of this belongs to him. All of it. So there is a difference between your best and your all. Number five is to ground yourself in high consciousness. Don't get angry. I really want to say don't get mad. Because the Bible says, anger, but sin not. But in trying to choose what battles to fight, you have to stay clear-headed. As our text says from the New Living, be clear-minded. So you have to choose the right time. Every conversation is not for right now. The Bible says, as the earth remains, there shall always be seed time and harvest. But elsewhere in the scripture it says, for everything under the heavens, there is a time and a season. And it goes on and tells us there's a time for war and there's a time for peace. There's a time to give and time to take that which was given. Wow. There's a time for everything. So choosing the right time is that very first thing. Evaluate the problem. Make a plan. Go for the win-win. Don't react immediately. Have an open discussion. So ground yourself in a high consciousness. In other words, Be determined not to fight, but to resolve. I've asked this question to someone, I'm not going to say who they was, that started something with me, and I said, do you want to resolve this, or do you just want to fight? Because I had already surrendered and said, okay, but it kept on stirring. So what do you want? Do you want to fight, or do you want to resolve the issue? Because if you want to fight, I surrender now, you win. Because I don't want to fight. See, choose the right time. Mm-hmm. Number six. We have two more to go, six and seven. Number six, I hope you're taking notes. If not, Missionary Ken, not Brother Six, will tell you at the end how to go back and download this onto your podcast. Amen. And you can listen to this again. Okay? So, number six, talk. Don't yell. Sometimes the reason why you can't be received is because tone. So, and if the tone is too much on that end, brothers, have a exit point. Because it's always good for you to walk away than for someone to have to be carried away. So have a exit. Have a point where you know I can take no more time to go. Mm-hmm. Know your limits, in other words. The Bible says, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. So, married, unmarried, saved, unsaved, live peaceably. And so when there's no peace that can be made, know that this is not the right time and move on. Move on. Finally, concluding this, is this one, number seven, and that is learning to let go of unresolved problems. The way that you know that you truly haven't forgiven something is you use it to try to win an argument. And the event that you use is not one that's current. Yeah, if in order for me to win this, that means I'm not focused on the win-win. I'm focused on the win-lose, because now I pulled up all your dirt trying to shit you up. But if I could stay focused with the subject matter at hand, then even if there is no understanding between us two, we can conclude to agree to disagree. That means, for whatever reason, I chose to hold on to my predisposed disposition, and so do you. That means we have become closed-minded into our bubble. Now, whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, it doesn't matter. At that moment, you don't want to receive me, and I'm not able to receive you. But to learn to live peacefully with all, that's when we agree to disagree. so that that scripture will be fulfilled in us of living peaceably. And later, number five, choosing the right time and a better opportunity, we can come back and discuss the matter. Number four, have an open discussion. Okay? So all of these things are to make us better fighters. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are to become good fighters. Mm-hmm. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, let's go to it. And I'm going to close up. I know my time is running. But allow the preacher a little bit more time. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 says, "For when for the time ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as having need of milk and not strong meat." I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've been born again, how long you've been a Christian. If you are finding it hard to follow instructions, if you are finding it hard to be submissive to leadership, if you're always arguing, then you as a teacher need to be taught again the principles of God. So before you can teach others some strong meat, you need to take a few steps back and drink some milk and allow somebody to help you overcome those issues. James, the next book over, 1 and 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when," not if. See, most of the time we think that we're holding it down, we're not going to fall into temptation. I remind you that Jesus, being led by the Holy Spirit, was still tempted of the devil. He was being led by the Holy Spirit, but he still was tempted by the devil. So if Jesus can be tempted of the devil while being led by the Holy Spirit, who are we to think that the devil won't come and tempt us? James 1, verse 2, "My brethren," these are believers, but he's not talking to unsaved people. "My brethren, count, consider it all joy when, that's a point of time, you fall into diverse temptation. Verse 3, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith," trying of your what? Faith. What kind of fight we supposed to be fighting? The good fight of faith. "That the trying of your faith worketh patience." But conditional, conjunction, that means dependent on me to do this. "Let," that's to allow. That's a creative word. Because in the beginning, God said, "Let there," and then there was. Something was created. So when the Bible is telling us to let, that means it let patience. That means we are to create patience within us for this cause. Have perfect work. That means objective something that's moving, something that's being accomplished. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. That's the word complete, not flawless. And empowering, wanting nothing. That means we are satisfied with what God has given. Don't mean that you don't desire better in life. Don't mean that you desire don't desire to be made better. It means you have come to a point where the apostles say, I learned how to be abased. I learned how to be abound. I learned whatsoever state that I am to be there content. Okay. So, but let patience have a perfect work that it may prove that ye may be perfect and entirely nothing. That off, if any man like wisdom, let him ask God, not your neighbor, God, that give to all men how liberally and abideth not, and it shall be given him. God will teach us how to fight the good fight of faith. God will teach us how to hold on to the saints of life. Strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by wisdom of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Some battles are not worth fighting because they are evil. But to fight for what's right, what's good, then that fight must be for that purpose and that purpose alone. That's all I have to share with you now. We have made it to the top of our hour. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to share some gospel truth with you. I pray that what I've shared with you, although it may be much, I encourage you to go back to the archives and listen to it again. Download it to your device and listen to these. Follow those steps. Write them down and apply them to your life and watch God elevate you in life. Watch God show you more than what you think you know. Because what we think we know, we still haven't seen all who God is. Much like the iceberg up in Iceland, or down in Iceland, up in Greenland, whichever one is up, down. Much like those icebergs, what we see is a big old thing of iceberg. But what they tell us is it's 2, 3, 4 times as big underneath the water. So what we see today in God concerning the depth of God we haven't seen, there's much, much more. So let us turn to him. Hey, do you know Jesus in the pardon of your sins? Have you received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Have you? That's a good question. Because if you haven't, I want to encourage you today that you today can receive salvation. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And that is eternal separation, Creator God, for eternity. And being punished by what will be the lake of fire, because hell shall be thrown into it for all eternity. So we don't want you to have to go through that, because Jesus paid the price for you and I, that by accepting his sacrifice, atone for us before Almighty God, and we can have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we are part of God's family, and he will receive us that day to be his very own. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So since this be true, it's as simple as you're stating who he is, what he done, and asking him to be your Lord and your Savior and to come into your heart. And if you do that, you, my brother, you, my sister, are now a born-again Christian. Did you open up your mouth? Did you ask God to come into your heart? Did you ask him to forgive you for all your unrighteousness? Because the word goes on to tell us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So that means that our old hang-ups, our old hang-ups, our old bad habits, he has the power to deliver us from them, to make us better. But we must choose him to receive it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I surrender the rest of the program over to those that came before me. I know we have the Blood Hammer Scripture, which is our Scripture 13, and we may have some other things. And we definitely want to give you the information on how you can download this into your podcast. God bless you and God keep you. Once again, I say thank you to all of those that came before me. God bless all of you in your respectable places. Amen.
Amen. Great blessings. Thank you for that. Now, if you would like to have this podcast on demand, you could go to your podcast portion and type in Six Eyes in the search, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O, in the top right corner and press subscribe, and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network, this show and every show, on demand. All right.
Amen. So are we ready for the Bloodhound?
Ready, ready.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right.
Here we are. Okay. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Okay, one more time, Ruthie.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you. This sounds like something else we had before, darling.
It does sound like something we had before, but it's not the exact same verse. So
I know.
It kind of makes it a good pepper trap. Anybody
cool.
know where it's at?
Well, it sounds
like
the Bible. They in the Bible. I think the pepper trap would be the one that's in Revelation. I think the one that she referring to has to be in Deuteronomy, but I think it's also mentioned twice of that. So I'm trying to pull it up. If I can get it to come up. Oh, that was I just lost it.
The Deuteronomy 4 and 2?
That is right,
yeah,
Mikhail. You have it.
Princess, yay.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Princess Nikhil got it today. All right. Good job.
Good job. Good job.
All right. And now to be searched out for next week, Ruthie, you got it for us.
Yeah. Dan said, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Another one we had before, darling.
It sounds like one we had before, but it's not the same place, so.
Let me do it again.
Okay.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
And so there you got it. Something to sniff out for next week.
Yeah.
See if you could find that.
And if you do find it, you get a free cup of coffee while supplies last.
That sounds cool.
While supplies last. And it's not going to last too long around here.
Yeah, it won't last too long around Missionary Wolfgang, that's for sure.
Me neither.
And Missionary Wolfgang, glad you're feeling better. Mikhail, glad you're feeling better. And like I said, we're just praying for the world with this craziness going on with the Ukraine and Russia. Just praying for calmness for the world because it's crazy out there. So we want to thank our listeners that are listening right now, our new listeners, our old listeners. What you can do is go like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Also, you can have this number in your phone so you can have the Six Eyes Radio Network whenever. We're here 7 days a week. That number is 424-243-9617. Put that in your phone. Amen. And on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet has Motivational Monday. Get your Monday started off right. Get your week started off right with Motivational Monday. That's 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Same number, 424-243-9617. Bring your people. Come join us. Motivational Monday.
Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to sharing with y'all on Motivational Mondays. So tune in. We got some good stuff coming your way and some great music.
Well, Brother Six, if someone wanted to give to keep this station on the air, how could they go about doing that?
Well, most people have what's called Cash App. So if you have Cash App, that would be $SIXEYES to the digit 4. For Cash App users, that's $SIXEYES to the digit 2, digit 4. Now, if you utilize the PayPal platform, you enter this email address, which is SIXEYES, the number 6 at gmail.com. For the PayPal users, that's email address, SIXEYES, the number 6 at gmail.com. No amount is too big or too small. So all our countries, all our listeners, give a love donation right now. If God's done anything for you, if he's woke you up, everybody, give something right now and watch God work in your life. Amen.
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 All right. All I think we have left is just a closing prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this program on this evening. God, we thank you for those that tuned in, those that called in, those that would listen to this at a later time. We pray, Lord God, that something that was said, something that was shared, be it song or word, will be encouraging to the body of Christ. We thank you for this program, this platform that we're given the opportunity to reach the world. And God, continue to order our steps as your followers. Lord God, as we do it, Lord God, to bring glory to your name, to spread your will on earth, to spread your culture as a body of believers. Help us today to be faithful to the cause. Help us today to fight the good fight of faith, Lord God. The Apostle Paul told us that henceforth is laid up for him a crown of righteousness because he has kept the faith. Help us to have that testimony someday that we have kept the faith, that from the point that you gave it to us to the point that you call us home. And we thank you now. We love you today. May we have traveling mercy as we go to and forth carrying out our daily duties. God, continue to heal our bodies. Help us to be healthy. Help us to be mental healthy. And help us, Lord God, to get into your word even a little bit more. Lord God, that not only would it help us, but it will help us to help others. And we thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. Have your own way. Well, I say unto one, I say unto all, watch as well as pray. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. God bless you.
God bless everybody.
Bless everybody. Have a good day.